That's right, ladies and gentlemen, this is another edition of Your Alarm Call. Now wake up and get your Bibles and hear what God has to say to you, with music by Joanna Bernier and a message by Reverend Ron Bernier. Now, ladies and gentlemen, sit back and enjoy Your Alarm Call.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides the silent cries, only Jesus hears. People need the Lord, people for sharing life with one who's lost. Through his love our hearts can feel all the grief they bear. They must hear the words of life, only we can share.
Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for joining with us today, and I pray diligently that you spend the entire week with us, because this week we're going to cover a topic that has been very, very heavy on our hearts for many years. My wife and I have for many, many years ministered on the subject of tithing. Now, as you can imagine, we have received more mail on this one single subject than anything else. We've received absolute hate mail from the pastors who are so afraid that some people in their congregation might catch on to the truth in the Word of God that they might quit tithing and that these people might actually have to live by faith, the very thing that they preach. Remember that Jesus said, when I return, will I find faith? He did not say, when I return, will I find tithing. Any fool can live on tithing. Any fool can live on a guaranteed income. That's not what we're talking about. Tithing is an Old Testament teaching. It is not New Testament. And I want to prove that to you. And as those who have listened to our program know, I do not believe in entertainment. I believe in education. If we're going to read the Word of God, let's read it and let's understand it and let's be educated by it and let's grow by it and let us grow up into the fullness of the stature of the men and women that God has called us to be. So those of you who have your Bibles, and I pray you do, I cannot imagine anybody sitting down to watch or to listen to a Bible program without a Bible. That really doesn't make sense to me. So I've said many, many times, do not believe me, do not believe anybody else, don't believe any man of God, any woman of God, believe the Word of God. Just because somebody says something doesn't mean it's there. Doesn't mean they didn't take it out of context. What you need to do, the scripture talks about the Bereans, which were of noble character. They would hear the word of God from the Apostle Paul, and they would go home and they would study it, and they would make sure that that was true, that it was real, that it wasn't taken out of context, that it meant what it said, that it was continuous throughout. That has never changed. We are supposed to study the Word to show ourselves approved, the workman who needeth not be ashamed, who can rightly divide the Word of truth. So when you hear a teaching, take the Scriptures, write them down. Either that or if you miss them, write for the tape. They're free. You can get a tape for free. We send them out absolutely free. Sit down, take your time, study them, make sure they're there, make sure they're all there, that they're not taken out of context, and then follow them, then obey them. Do not be a hearer of the Word, but be a doer of the Word. Make sure you do it. Do that which God says. We are talking about a subject tonight, literally, and I need you to understand this. Please hear me on this. This subject can either put you in hell for all eternity, or it can put you in the glory of heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ for all eternity. We are commanded to preach the goodness and the severity of God. We get so many letters, people complaining that we talk about hell. The reason I talk about it is because I don't want you there. I don't want anybody there. Jesus spent approximately one-third of his teaching, dealing strictly with hell. Buy a Bible that has got the words of Jesus in red, and then count them out, look at it, underline them, and you will find that that's true. Approximately one-third of them deal with the subject of hell, because Jesus didn't want anybody to go there either. Things have not changed. He still doesn't today, and the burden that he has put upon our heart is to speak to the people about the difference of the New Testament principles in the law or religious bondage. I used to have a teaching, and we called them freedom in the spirit. They were all the same thing. They all dealt with this subject of tithing, this subject of the law. Remember, the Word of God says if you obey one part of the law, you have to obey all of the law. And if you do not obey all of it, just part of it, the Bible says you are under a curse. You are subject to hell for all eternity. Now that sounds awful strong, but I will show you where it's at, and I'll give you scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture. But you've got to read them. You've got to believe them. Don't believe me. Believe God. Read His Word. Believe His God. The scriptural basis for tithing is commanded in the law, Leviticus. You know, that favorite book of yours, the ones you fall asleep with at night, how you always want to dig into Leviticus there and Deuteronomy and Numbers and read all those interesting facts. In Leviticus 27 and 30, and in Deuteronomy 14 and 22, read them, study them, understand them. Malachi says you are cursed if you don't. We are speaking about tithing. Galatians 3 and 13 says Christ redeemed us from the curse. I want to read it again because I don't know why it is so hard for people to get this small verse of scripture. The book of Malachi says you are cursed if you don't, but then read Galatians 3 and 13. The Word of God clearly says Christ redeemed us. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. You are redeemed from it. You don't follow it. You don't live it. You don't do any part of it. You now live under the law of mercy, under the law of grace. You do no longer live under the law of, or under the basis of law, any part of it. And the question is, are we under the Old Testament or are we under the law today? And actually the answer to this is, believe it or not, both yes and no. And allow me to explain that. The Old Testament law covered two aspects of the Jews' lives. It covered their personal and national relationship to God, as well as their relationship as an individual to civil authority. The civil law is still in effect today. But the law concerning our relationship to God has undergone a change under the new covenant. We can clearly see today that our civil laws have their root in the old covenant law. The law of grace has all of the components of the moral law of the Old Testament, but none of the ceremonial law, tithing, circumcision, ceremonial washing, Saturday worship, etc., and on and on and on. Not to say that we don't have some ceremonial aspect. We do have communion, water baptism, but these are not requirements to maintain a proper relationship. These are requirements to maintain a proper perspective on what Christ has done. Well, in the old law, circumcision or tithing were mandatory, or you were not right with God. Understand that. Under the old law, circumcision was an absolute. It was mandatory. And if you didn't do it, you were not right with God. Also, tithing was paid normally with produce, with a head of lettuce, with onions, with tomatoes, with produce, with animals, with things from the ground. or you were not right with God. The fact is that we are free from the Old Testament law is a revelation that Paul received and one that he fought very, very hard for. I will never forget the day that God began to show me this. And Paul kept speaking about that gospel, that we need to follow that gospel, that we need to be careful of the other gospel. Realizing there were two gospels, I did a very deep study on it. I wanted to make sure that I was obeying, that I was following, that I was listening to the right gospel. Paul had received the revelation. As I say, he fought very hard for it. This concept was very difficult for the other apostles to completely grasp at first, but eventually it was a revelation that they did receive. Jesus talked about the law being fulfilled and thus passing away. Understand, and thus passing away. But they did not have the ears to hear that. If we try to fulfill the law today, please hear this. If we try to fulfill the law today, it puts our salvation in jeopardy. Galatians chapter 5, verses 3 and 4, we are severed from Christ if we keep the law. We are severed. We are cut. We are cut away from Christ if we keep the law. Now, I don't know about you, but that scares to death me. I'm scared of that scripture. No one except Jesus ever did it. If you break one law, you are guilty of all of them, and you deserve death. Trying to keep the law is trying to develop your own righteousness. You don't have any. Accepting Christ is accepting His righteousness. And realize that you can't be good enough. So God wants you, me, all of us to stop trying. We can't be good enough. Cease your striving. Enter into the rest of God. God wants you to stop trying to obey the Old Testament law. When we receive Christ, He writes the law on our heart. Our walk with God includes a progressive salvation of our soul by allowing the life of our spirit to renew our soul one step at a time, from glory to glory, step to step, precept to precept. Our salvation is both immediate and progressive. Our spirit becomes a new creation instantly. Our soul is renewed day by day. God's Word cuts through the veil of division of the soul and the spirit to release the life-changing power of the living Word of God, the Rhema Word of God, within us. The Holy Spirit will let you know when you have violated the inward law. Tithing, circumcision, ceremonial washing, Saturday worship, holy days, dietary laws, temple worship, stoning. These are all part of the Old Testament law. Do them all or do them none. I hope everybody heard that. If you're going to tithe, I don't care if it's a nickel. If you're going to tithe one nickel to the church you go to, brother, sister, you better get out there. You better get some stones. You better start killing those people you find in adultery. You better go back to worshiping on those holy days. You better go back to the Saturday worship. You better go back to the ceremonial washing. You better go back to the circumcision. You better go back to all those things that had to be done. And as you know, I'm covering a very, very small percentage of them. There's page after page after page of the law. But if you're going to do just one, if you're going to do the tithing, then do them all. Tithing in the New Testament was the biggest lie that ever came out of hell. And the reason, the way, the method that it is preached is preachers who do not have the faith in God, the belief in God, to allow God to support them. For the word of the Lord said, freely you have received, now freely give. Jesus said, anyone who wants of this water, come and receive freely, freely, freely. I've said many times, we've been in the ministry 30 years, we have never taken an offering. We've never asked for any money. And God has never allowed us to have a need. For the word of the Lord says, God will speak to those unto those that he will have to help support you and help take care of you. I offer myself as living proof. God speaks to people. He tells exactly who he wants, how much to give, and how much to support. He doesn't want 10%. He doesn't want 12%. He doesn't want 18.5%. He wants 100%. Oh, that can't be, you say. That just can't happen. Yes, it can happen. God wants 100%. He wants your body to be laid upon the altar, which is your reasonable worship unto God. Just your reasonable. That's not anything to write home about. That's just your reasonable worship unto God. In fact, the Bible says this law was until John the Baptist. Jesus was born under the law. And so he told the Jews they should follow the law. This was only true until his death, burial, and resurrection. I am sure that Jesus followed every point of the Old Testament law. I am also sure it pains him to see us try and do the same. He did it so we would not have to. He nailed that system to the cross. Colossians 2 and 14. I'm free, I'm free, I'm free, thank God, I'm free indeed. Because when the Son sets you are free indeed. If I lie to you today, I violate the royal law spelled out in the New Testament, not the Old Testament, thou shalt not lie law. That is, before God, we are not talking before man's court. This is not just Semitics. This is potentially where we spend eternity. Galatians 5, 3 through 4. Read it. Let us hear what the New Testament says about being under the Old Testament law. You want me to read that again? Let us hear what the New Testament says about being under the Old Testament law. Matthew 11:13, the law prophesied until John. Luke 16:16, the law and the prophets until John. Then the gospel of the kingdom. Matthew 22:37, love God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, etc. love your neighbor as yourself. This are the whole law and the prophets. The whole law. John 1:17, law through Moses, grace and truth through Jesus. John 7:23, circumcision a must to keep the law. Acts 13:39, you are not justified by the law. Acts 5, verse 20, observe the law. Are you saved through faith or through the law? Acts 8 and 13, these men want us to worship contrary to the law. Acts 21:21, you teach to forsake Moses. Romans 3 and 19, want the law, says, what it says to those who are under the law. Romans 3 and 21, apart from the law, there is righteousness manifested. Let me read it to you again. Romans 3, 21, apart from the law is righteousness manifested. Romans 3, 27, the law of faith. Now on today's program, I have over 30, 35 scriptures just on the New Testament alone dealing with tithing and how you are under the curse of God if you attempt to do tithing under the New Testament. You're under the curse of God, but listen to this. Brothers and sisters, hear me. The Word of God clearly says, please look it up. It says if you do this, you are cut off, you are severed from God. Every time that pastor raises that bucket around and you rumble through your wallet there and get out your money and put it in there, you are severed from God. You're severed, you're cut off, you're not with God, you've lost Him. You have pushed God away. You have pushed the Holy Spirit away. Father, time goes so fast, Lord. I don't know how to get it across. But right now we come before you in the name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as every week, Lord God, we ask you to please, please, God, somehow give each and every one a revelation. Do not let them be severed from your Son because of this time of day. In Jesus' name we ask, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and we ask you to join us again next week for your alarm call. Remember, should you wish to reach us, you can do so on the World Wide Web at www.intothelight.org. You can also send us traditional mail at Post Office Box 1523 in Hollister, Missouri, and the zip code is 65673. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a blessed day, and may God be with you wherever you go.